Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our time together, you and me, two like-minded individuals who are pushing ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We're working hard in the gym, but we're also working hard on ourselves, increasing our personal power, working on enhancing our strengths, camouflaging our weaknesses. We don't want to focus on those. We don't have to show those to everybody, but behind the scenes, we know that working on our weaknesses will help us become the total package, even a better version of ourselves, and we'll be able to experience more of the greater things that life has to offer, all those options that we can decide if we want to take advantage of them. Thank you so much for joining this podcast, our morning ritual. This is my chance to connect with you. You know, I'll tell you one thing that I'm really learning and really excites me about doing this podcast. Here we are, podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 41, and the way you've received it. And I really appreciate all your likes, all your comments, all the feedback that you've given me, expressing how something that I've said that you can identify with it, it gave you clarity, gave you insight, gave you perspective to tackle your challenges or how you're going about life. Thank you so much for those comments, those emails, that feedback. It just gets me more psyched up, more excited, more eager, enthusiastic to get up in the morning and do these. It's great for me because, you know, I'm going through this puzzle, this challenge, this game, trying to figure out this combination lock of life, just like you. No matter what I've accomplished in the past, man, I got a lot of things that I want to accomplish, a lot of things that I want to do. And, you know, just like you, I'm going, man, am I ever going to be able to make those things happen? Do I have the right stuff? How can I align all my resources to finally make it happen? Just going through it just like you. So it's these podcasts are a great chance for you and me just to set aside 20, 30 minutes a morning. And you get to think about you, where you're going, what it takes to get to the place that you ultimately want to be, what changes you need to make, what perspective you need to gain. Maybe sometimes you don't need to do anything. You just need to keep on keeping on. But you're thinking you're weird. You think that you're crazy for thinking the thoughts that you think. And then you hear me say something. Oh, wow, he's thinking that. And it gives you that perspective so you can quit worrying about if you're doing the right thing and just keep on doing what you're doing. What I love about these podcasts is that, you know, we as like-minded people in this world of, you know, there's so many people out there, so much information, and we're just bombarded with it, you know, that, you know, we can connect and make you feel that, you know, we're not the only ones going through this, right? So, you know, one thing that I am really noticing, again, from these podcasts is that there's just so much information out there. God, there is, we want to improve our lives, and let's just take bodybuilding training or maybe man-formation leadership skills. You've seen my post. You've heard me talk about that. Sounds like some neat stuff to take control of your emotions in your life. Become the total package. Be a stud in the gym and, you know, learn how to lead your life and other people outside of the gym. Again, the total package of the best you. This is my journey. These are all the things that I put together, how what I've learned over the years that I focused on, committed to. I got the best information from the best sources and many years of practice. And, you know, that's what I'm offering to you from my perspective. But there's just so much information out there. And what I'm realizing is with all of that information and so many people out there, it's so hard to just focus. We know that we have to get to work. We want to get to work. We're enthusiastic. You know, we found a source. But it's just like you got to block everything out and just dedicate the time to focusing on what you say you want for a long enough period of time, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. You know, we can't just be bouncing around from, you know, your smartphone to the internet to phone calls to Texas to do this, to do that. And I'm in the same position as you. All this, you know, stimulus from everywhere. You know, how do you block it out long enough to master what you say you want? I'm going through the same challenged as you are. Now, I'll tell you, I've been in the business of personal development, but really fitness, right? Bodybuilding training. That's what you know me for, right? More than all these other things that you're learning more about me as I talk about my life and my experiences in this podcast. You know me because I'm a bodybuilding champion, right? You've read some of the articles, whether they're in the magazines, bodybuilding.com, you know, because you're into muscle and fitness, and then you click a link, and then here you go, you start liking my stuff, right? So I've been doing this a long time, and what I'm realizing is that the information that's being provided, not just by me, because the way I present information is so much more efficient, so much more effective than I did just say 10 years ago. I'm taking advantage, like right here, right with this podcast, speaking into your ear. You know, every chance I have to communicate with you, the information is so much more available. It's so much better in its presentation. Yet the challenge is getting somebody's attention long enough so not only they maybe invest in the information that they need, but it's really focusing on it to really use it. And I really think, tell me if this is true, is that you want to improve these areas of your life. You see, you know, some program on the internet, some information product, videos, some ebooks, podcasts, audio material, whatever, that you really know that can help you. At the same time, though, in the back of your mind, you're going, I'm never going to follow through with this. You know how many of these free ebooks that I've gotten, downloads and everything, and I never did anything. I got a whole computer full of those. Am I right? Is that the way it is for you? See, I have this promotion that I've been running this week, and it's my Results University. It's, you know, all of my work, 8 DVD titles, that's 26 hours, and then 33 workouts that you can just see me in action, you know, talk about intensity, heavy form, whatever. Then you can watch me 33 of these workouts. That's like 5 more hours worth of video footage. So it's like 26 hours of video footage. And then I put my most effective audio course. If you like these podcasts, if you like listening to it, my audio course with workbooks, where I take you through 13 hours, step by step. We talk about the mindset and then training and cardiovascular training, nutrition, right? Setting, like organizing, prioritizing, setting goals for your life so you can step back and see how bodybuilding training works into that. I mean, 13 hours. It's everything that I've been teaching, everything that I've gone through, all condensed, right, in these 13 hours. And then what I've done is, because you guys are so excited, you're so interested, and I can tell by the searches about this Manformation program, about these leadership qualities to take control of your life, to start getting the things that you really want in life. By far, one of my most popular products. Now, see, people might look at my physique and say, well, he's got a nice physique, but I like this type of physique or that type of physique. It's like, you know, you like fruit, but yeah, you know, some fruits you like more than others. And so I understand all that. So you may look at my physique, or you might see my training style, and that's not really, wow, he's really intense. It's funny, I was in Toronto a month or so ago, and just walked into this club with, you know, other guy, you know, Mike Chang of Mike Chang's Fitness, his business partner. So we were just talking some business. And then he met this other internet marketer, and this guy's in a different category, right? He goes, oh my God, you're Skip LaCour. You know, and, you know, it's always kind of strange when that happens to me, because although I know I'm talking to you and you're listening to this podcast and you can be anywhere in the world, it's that, you know, when I'm in my world, I don't really sometimes see everything I'm doing as being such a big deal. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, okay, I've done this, but man, in my picture, I mean, in my mind, I've got so many other things to accomplish. So I'm always flattered and a little surprised when something like that happens. But one thing he said is, dude, man, I bought all your ebooks when I was, I don't know, 19 years old or 22 years old or whatever. And he goes, man, I looked at, oh, you're too intense. This guy's intense, right? But the point is that, you know, sometimes people don't identify with me as a bodybuilder, you know, my physique style, or, you know, my training style. And I understand that. Different strokes for different folks. But with this man formation program, with everybody in this fitness, where we're going, you know, the commonality that we have, that was a home run. So it doesn't matter if you like me as a bodybuilder or my training style. This man formation program has struck a chord with everybody who's in this fitness business, the guys, right? So a lot of interest in there. And so what I did is I have this special where I'm bundling up, you know, that what I call Results University is that 26 hours and the 13, actually it's 13 hours of that bodybuilding and training course, the Mindset and Actions of a Champion. But I also added 10 more hours of one-on-one phone consultations where, you know, I edit them all out so you just hear all the information, how I coach, because there's a lot of challenges that we all go through. You hear me explain it many different times and in different ways, and you can relate to it, right? So it's like, so that makes it 23 hours of audio. So I call that Results University, right? And then I added the Man Formation program, which is 11 and a half hours. This is, like I said, what all the guys are really loving and stuff. And the reason why I combine that is because it's what I say on this podcast all the time. I want you to become the total package, that you're more than just muscle, right? You're the best you both inside and outside of the gym. So I said, wow, I'm going to throw in this Man Formation program, right? All in one package. And I'm thinking, you know, this is the way I think. I don't know if this is right or wrong, but it's like, why wouldn't anybody not buy this? If they're committed to becoming the best both inside and the gym, and it's so cheap for what you invest, what you're going, why wouldn't anybody buy it? It just blows me away. Anybody committed, anybody who's spending a little bit of time on the internet looking for answers, why wouldn't they buy it, right? And so, like I said, I'm always trying to be a more effective coach. So I'm going, how can I make this better? How can I make this better? And so from the feedback that I got is, that's what I started understanding, that, man, you love the stuff, you love me, you have faith in me as your coach. It's just that you don't have faith in yourself that you're actually going to follow through. How can you make this stuff shorter and more condensed? How can I learn everything in, I don't know, an hour, right? But is that how anything works in life? Can you really master something that you're going to have for the rest of your life, right? One of my goals is that I want to be the guy, so it's 5 years from now and everybody's coming to you. I don't care if you have a website or in the gym or at work. I mean, you're such an example of the total package, both inside and outside of the gym. And you look good, you lead your life, great presence about you, and people ask you, what do you do? And you're giving them tips. You're helping them make breakthroughs. Just say 5 years from now, when they're flocking around you, I want to be the guy who you credit that opened up this new way of thinking and then this new way of taking action, right? So that's what I want. And so I'm asking these questions. So I said, if they're overwhelmed, maybe what I should do is I'll take them through the whole program step by step. I'll give them an overview. So what I did, so before you would invest in Results University, I took the time to create this 44-page ebook workbook where you work through it and I guide you through. Okay, listen to this first, watch this, do this. So, you know, you're going to have to put in your time if you want to really be great at something. If you want to be that guy everybody's flocking around to because you're just the total package, your body, mind, spirit, soul, character, you're going to have to put the time in it. You're not going to get it in a one-hour video or one-hour presentation. Those type of things, they just make you feel great at the time, right? You need more than that. It takes more conditioning. It's going to take more time. So the ebook and how to do it, so I thought, okay, wow, this is going to help them break it down, right? And so I did that. I let you listen to all that for free so you can get excited about, you know, what you have in front of you, what this program entails, all the stuff that you get, and then how to break it down, right? And, you know, that helped people make the decision to invest in the program, right? But then it still is, tell me, am I just too cocky? Am I just too confident? I'm thinking, why wouldn't everybody buy this? God, you know how I would kill to have had this information condensed down for me and someone taking me through it step by step, right? And so I'm thinking, well, how can I do it better? And this is where this podcast comes in. It's like, you guys love this connection and this, you know, regular talk, you know, not just about sets and reps, because you get bored with that, you know, soon in the process. I mean, you want to succeed, but going through all the steps necessary, and you're just hit with so much information. And so what I'm going to do with this program, and I'm going to start this next week, is that what I'm going to do is every single week, right, I'm going to do a podcast like this one, but it's only going to be available to those people who, you know, invest, you know, those who want to invest in Results University and the Manformation program. And so every week, I'm just going to guide you through the process. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, you know, when you invest in the program, you know how to go through it. I'm going to be like your coach throughout the whole thing. And so, like, just touch base, not overwhelm you with more and more hours of information. I am going to, you know, talk for about 20 minutes about do this, watch this and this, think about this, notice this about bodybuilding, training, nutrition. And then about 10 minutes about Manformation, the program, and walking you through it. So I don't know if this is going to take me 50 weeks, you know, in addition to guide you through it, but step-by-step help you break it down and talking to you in this manner, you know, so it's just not sets and reps. What I've really learned about how, you know, business works, all this information, is that, you know, people want this personal connection. That's why this Morning Connection podcast is so popular. They see all the sets and reps. They want to know the person behind that. And that's what you guys are showing me. And that's, you know, how I'll talk about, you know, this whole program. So you want to take advantage of this program, you know, right now. Go to skiplacour.com. Go to Results University, limited time special to get it with the Manformation program. I'll tell you, it is, I don't know. If you're committed, this is what you want to do. And I'll make sure that you follow through. All right. So get that Manformation free bonus with the Results University. Become that total package. And I'm going to guide you through it with incremental, step by step, little by little, coaching you through the whole process. Right. Even more value already. All right. Hey, you know, what I want to talk about today, and this is when you get all this information, it's so much out there. See, one of the dangers, I think, with all of this information and all this, you know, chatter and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all this coming at us, I think the dangers is the more and more you get these opportunities, these free ebooks or downloads or this article, and the more you don't follow through, the more it's going to start, you know, breaking down your confidence, where you're just going to be numb to all the information. Like I said, you'll just say, hey, well, that sounds great. That makes me feel good. I'm inspired by looking at a few pictures, but I'm never going to be focused and dig in. And so you're never going to master any area of your life if you don't dig in and focus. Think about what you're great at life right now. That people that, you know, I know what it's like. I mean, if you hear me talking, I don't act like, oh, I'm so awesome at anything, right? I'm always looking how I can be better. So if that's you, this question might be challenging for you. What are you great at life? I'm all right at stuff, but there's so much more I want to accomplish. So if that's what you're thinking, I understand. But I want you to just, for the purpose of this exercise, what I want you to do is I want you to think about something that maybe you don't put a high value that, or when you first start thinking about it, but everybody says, wow, you're so great at this, Joe. You're so great at this. All right. And you go, well, golly gee, it's nothing. But you know, you really put a lot of time into it. You really prioritize. You didn't do other things, right? Think about that thing for you. And if somebody came to you and say, you know, maybe it's working out for you, losing body fat, right? And someone comes to you and they just want the short, simple solution, right? What would you tell them? You'd probably tell them, well, there's really no short, simple solution, all right, or everybody would have it. It's just about showing up every day, constantly feeding your mind with the information, you know, that you need, right? And then letting time and all those minutes or hours that you focused on it, let them settle in. But it's taking action moving forward. That's what you would tell them. You know, and that's what you need to do. Hey, before I talk about this, though, one thing I want to start this discipline is something I talked about yesterday. Let's stop and ask ourselves, all right? What was your greatest accomplishment yesterday? Think about that. What was your greatest accomplishment? And what was that moment that just made you feel the very best? That image, that something that came to your mind. What was that for you yesterday? Your greatest accomplishment of the day, and then that greatest moment. You know, for me, my greatest accomplishment, I mean, with the new baby and business, everything pushed me. My greatest accomplishment was getting to the gym, and then I got right in the middle of my workout, didn't even finish doing some chest and abs, didn't even get through my warm-up process, got a call, had to go receive a truck for Mass Machine Nutrition. So unexpected, good, needed that stuff, shipping it out. But so I had to leave, but I only had so much time for my workout. So then I had to come home, and I had three phone consultations that I had to do while I was doing some bookkeeping and accounting, right? So then I had to go back to the warehouse, and I was like, I was going to blow off my workout, right? I mean, that's just what it's been like for this last month. And anyway, I realized I left my wallet in my locker, so I had to go to the gym anyway. So it was just a perfect time, tired, you know, hungry, stretched out from the day. You know, for me, I got to work out in the morning. That's just the best time for me. And it just feels so different if I do it after I've just, you know, got up at 5 o'clock yesterday morning to do this podcast for you, right? So a long, hard day, but went to the gym. I just got back in the gym, finished the workout. I know, big deal, right? But for me, where I'm at, that was a big accomplishment, keeping that momentum. I had the opportunity to either push myself, tough it through and move forward, or go backwards and blow it off and just do it today or whatever, right? So that was my accomplishment for where I am right now. And then I had a couple magic moments that made me feel really good. One is when I realized a tough business decision that I had to make for Mass Machine Nutrition months and months ago. I saw the fruits of how this is just going to take, you know, my business to the next level. I mean, so it's nice to know when you take gambles, you take risks, and you get that feeling that no matter how challenging that decision was, that it was the right decision. So that was one. And then the other one was when I was at the gym longer from all that, and I got a text from my wife that she was going to go do the walk with, you know, our daughter and, you know, our dog, right? Go on the walk, evening walk. And I said, hey, if you wait, I text her. I said, wait 5 minutes. I'm going to be home. I'll go with you. And then she texts me back. Well, we're already gone, right? So on my way home, I was driving. And then not far from my home, I just saw my wife, my baby, and my dog walking. And that was that moment. You know, that's this family unit. This is what I've created, that I've worked hard for, that I've postponed, that I thought a lot of times would never happen. And it was just, you know, such a beautiful sight for me. So those were my moments. And so again, I'm going to ask you that every podcast. I'm going to make sure I do that at the beginning of the podcast, though. Again, this is your time for you thinking about your life, how to take it to the next level. And part of it is appreciating those accomplishments, no matter how big or small they are. Did mine sound like such a big accomplishment, right? Not really, right? Especially after everything I've done as a bodybuilder. But for this time, that's one of those things that are going to, you know, push me forward, right? So I want you to appreciate your accomplishments, no matter how big or small they are, and appreciate those magic moments. Because, you know, again, if you're a person listening to this podcast, you probably grind yourself hard. You probably just really want the most out of yourself. And sometimes, you know, we're winning the game or we're making strides, but it doesn't feel like it because we want so much more. So we'll take a moment all the time and really appreciate that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end this podcast right now, but tomorrow's podcast, I want to keep these, you know, under half an hour or so. I want to talk about what I've discovered, right? What I've discovered are the challenges that most people run into as they, you know, really it's anything, but when they try to take their physique to the next level. You know, four things I've identified that confuse, overwhelm, get in the way. And for a lot of people, it you know, they can be doing really well and then they quit because of these four mental stumbling blocks. They're illusions, really. They're things that you need perspective. You need a coach. You need somebody to go through this journey for you. I mean, that happens to me all the time in everything that I do. I'll be doing something and it doesn't seem like it's enough. And I'm in my world, blocked off, focused. And it takes me going outside of myself and someone who's doing the same thing to realize, number one, that the challenges that I'm going through are normal. And then a lot of times I'm doing better than most, especially for my time and grade doing it. It just doesn't feel like that with me because I don't have any experience. I have no perspective. I've never done it before. And just think of what the difference would be if I had that perspective to know that I'm right on track, that my challenges aren't anything unique. That's just part of the game, right? Or maybe even doing better than most for what I'm doing. Just think of the difference between one person understanding that and appreciating that, and the other person going, oh man, I'll never get this down. So I want to identify, we'll talk about it with, you know, bodybuilding and training, but also use an outside influence because I know there's other things in life that you want to, you know, get better at. Maybe it's your business or a promotion at work, or maybe it's finances or relationships. You know, and you're seeking out that information that we talk about on the internet. Maybe you've purchased programs and you're not following through, or it doesn't feel like you're winning. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. So have a great Saturday. I don't know if this is a day you kick back or work hard. And I'll tell you, man, I've been working 7 days a week for I don't know how long at this point now. And I guess this would qualify as a little bit of work, right? I'm going to do a little bit more than that. One thing I'm excited. I'm going to get to the gym early today, right after this. I post this podcast. But I'm going to take some time, gain perspective, and do something with the family that's way away from home and clear my head a little. So I don't know what it is for you, but I want you to have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.